Now, I didn't think we'd have to speak about this on the show, but we have a thief living among us in our city.
Either that or like a treasure hunter, someone that just likes keepsakes.
Some might be a lady, like a couple of ladies in this town think you're good looking. Maybe it's that was the reason that our Maddie and Trace cutouts that was at the front entrance of the Bundaberg show. Someone's nabbed it. Someone has stolen it. It's not a ransom situation. We haven't got a letter yet saying, give us $3,000 and we'll give you cutout back.
We could buy another one cheaper for that, so that's never going to work. We don't love them that much to exchange $3,000. So if you're going to come in with that as a ransom, I can tell you, you can just keep them.
Yeah, they are pretty expensive though, not that sort of coin. So, but if you were to maybe send a ransom letter saying, give us $150,
yeah,
that would work.
I want proof of life though.
Okay.
I want a photo of the cutout with that day's newspaper. You know how they do that in all the hostage-y kind of situations? They get that day's newspaper, they get a person that you want, proof of life, and then you can confirm that it still exists and that this person isn't pulling your leg.
Do you know who stole our cutout from the show? Which person? Next week, we're going to try and hunt it down. We're going to have little rewards for if it returns.
We're going to go on the hunt.
Yeah, we need to.
And you know, even if it's been already defaced, fine. We'll still have it back.
Yeah. Like, is someone taking it home, just sitting there after a couple of lemonades with a Nico pen drawing, you know, things.
How dare
have
you?
I got a mustache? Have I got big zits on my face? Has Maddie got a big D&B from his forehead?
Why can't you have a big D&B on your forehead?
It's funnier if you have it.
Well, you could have had a D&B. You're already, as we speak right now, you may have a big DB on your forehead. And whilst I cannot condone that behaviour, I find that pretty funny to see a big D&B.
Well, this is just a heads up. If you do know who has it, if you are the one that has it,
even if you have information leading to us to find it, it might just be a starting point.
You can be anonymous. We can put a filter on your voice if you want to ring through next week and go, oh, I know who's got it.
I just want it back. I don't want anyone to find any repercussions. So you can hand it back.
We're not going to take you to court.
There'll be no issues.
We're not going to ring the police and say, you know, arrest this person for stealing our cutouts.
So next week, well, I guess we kind of started it here, but next week on the show, we're launching Operation Get Them Cut Outs Back.
Get Them Damn Cut Outs Back. Next week on the show.
I forgot what they were called.